Welcome back to Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Our guests today are Patrick and Emily Fagerman, owners and operators of GoFar USA Park in Decatur, and I cannot wait to talk to y'all about this park and all the fun things that you can do there. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with you.
Well, before we jump in, do y'all want to tell us a little bit about yourselves? Patrick, do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay. I grew up on a farm in northern Michigan. Mm-hmm. I lived outdoors a big chunk of the time. I did a lot of kind of a sports thing. I was more of a, as we farmed, I did more of a martial arts sports. It had to be something that could be done after hours.
Yeah.
Because the farm was encompassing. I went on and got an advanced degree in engineering, electrical engineering to be more specific.
Okay.
And eventually I ended up moving to Alabama and to be near some family that was already here. And I bought some land here, and I've always had an interest in raising animals. And the park, you know, a big part of the park here is our petting zoo. We have a couple acres of petting zoo. And it's just a natural piece of me. I like to build things, and I like to be outdoors. I used to do a lot of triathlon stuff, ultra trail running. And the park has a big element of it that involves or is related to outdoor activities, whether it's obstacle courses, trail running, mountain biking. And just a lot of what I did for years while I worked as an engineer, mm-hmm. and while I grew up, all those things. And then as you'll learn from Emily here, it took the combination of our background to get us to this point, because the park had a piece of it that needed someone that was a little more in tune to people.
Yeah.
And groups of people.
Okay.
And maybe Emily should tell you a little bit about her background to help with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I grew up in Hartselle, actually, but I did move away for a little while and went to college in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And spent some time. I have a degree in elementary education. Okay. And I spent some time as a teacher and other roles too. I've been a coach. I have been a librarian, just different things like that. I also spent some time as a substitute teacher as well too.
And she's a mother of five children.
Yeah. Ooh, and now wow. I'm the mother of five children now. Most important role.
Yeah.
And also I've spent some time helping my husband with his business mm-hmm. as an engineer. I've been the secretary and treasurer for his business and learned that aspect of things, starting with that. And, you know, with us having the farm and everything, I always just naturally was like, hey, let's have this group come over and visit us and spend some time with us.
Yeah. And there's a lot of element to the park to that. Emily would invite groups over and I'd wake, you know, the next day I'm like, okay, what's going on? And she had this group coming that was going to be doing pony rides and visiting the animals at the barn. And it's like, hey, let's go do this. Or we're kind of found ourselves obligated to take some animals to a school or to a church, just something mm-hmm. like that. And that, a lot of that had to do with her connection and my background. So the combination led to this park, actually.
Yeah. So we were doing all of that kind of entertaining before we actually officially opened the park.
Yeah.
And we worked together to do everything. And our kids are a big part of the park. I mean, they've, mm-hmm. they've helped us start it. They've worked very hard by our sides, getting it going and everything. So it's definitely a family venture.
That's so cool. I love the mixture of your two gifts, the engineering part and then the kids, the education part. I mean, it's like a match made in heaven there.
Yeah, it wouldn't have happened with, I could have built everything I wanted to build. I could have done all these things, but without her, you know, kind of her instinct, you might say, at this point, and dealing with these different groups. So,
yeah, bringing the kids in to enjoy it. That's so cool. I love that. And I love how your kids help, because I'm sure they probably give you lots of really good input of, look, this is what kids would like. This is what we want to do.
there is a lot of that. And for instance, I like to build things, and being an outdoor guy, I love to do things like the obstacles, the trails and the mountain biking. But I always ask the kids, you know, hey, what do you think about this? Or, you know, you have suggestions for something, because we cover from young kids to adults, the stuff in the park. We have a U.S. Marine Corps obstacle course, for instance. That's pretty much big boy stuff.
Yeah.
And we have, a number of things in between that and Tiny Tykes area. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's so neat. You consult with the experts there.
Yes.
Well, since you mentioned some of the things to do there, tell us, highlight some of those features that you just talked about.
Some of the main activities that we have at the park, we have the zip lines. They're just a real simple little zip line seat that you sit on and a rope you hang on to. It's just a real simple thing you can do over and over again. It's a lot of fun. People love it.
They have like a 10-foot platform and a 180-foot run, almost 200-foot run.
Okay.
And it's a serious ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our staff helps with that activity to make sure everyone's safe. And we also have the climbing wall, which is a 24-foot tall wall, and it's got two sides. Each side has its own auto belay, so you wear a harness and climb up. It's a good workout.
Okay.
And we have the petting zoo, as he mentioned earlier, is a big part of the park too, with all our farm animals and everything. And we have a lot of other activities too that you can kind of do on your own while you're here.
Well, for instance, I mean, to go on with it, you know, some of the other stuff would be like this U.S. Marine Corps obstacle course we built.
Okay.
It's based on the Marines O course, and we've kind of wrapped it to fit into our park.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it has like a 14 obstacles over it. It's we use it for the Marines have come out and trained on it. We've had high school teams come out. We do some team building on it with adults and kids.
Okay.
We have 4.5 miles of trails that we do mountain biking, and we have obstacle course race that covers about 10 obstacles over that whole course too, a separate race element.
Yeah.
So we've had our 4 trail runs out there. We call it the Go Far Forest 4-2-1 run. And it's usually done every May, June, something like that. And then we do a couple of other things where we let people use the trails with the obstacle courses built in for fundraisers. So we donate the park and let others use it.
Okay. So like maybe for 5Ks or things like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, for instance, and we might have, groups that are raising money for a school someplace in some other country or something like that. And they'll come and they'll put on, we'll either do a 5-10K type or 5K. Well, actually it's really more of a 4.5 miler is what we have.
Yeah.
And then we, we do an obstacle course version of that as well. So
okay.
It's pretty good.
That is so cool. I love how you've got stuff for, not just for kids, but even for adults as well. So that's really neat. Do you have a lot of businesses that come out or organizations that come out and do team building type activities?
We've had quite a few to come out and do that. We do picnics for companies and things like that too.
Okay.
But we do team building. We have a Chamber of Commerce has a couple of their groups that come out and do things. The Hartsville Chamber does. Mm-hmm.
And recently we had the volleyball team at Calhoun come out and do a team building.
Oh, wow. Cool.
We've had local soccer high school kids come out and they did a team building. Their coach brought them out to build, that connection for their team. They were having problems, being connected. So they said, hey, let's come out and have a, I look at it as a mix between, say, team building and just time together, doing something kind of fun to get that connection. You know, I look at it as a thing that corporations that now do remote, remote work. I mean, I look at it as being something that, they need to consider coming out, maybe in a few months just to get their team to kind of connect.
Yes.
Work correspondence goes way better when you have a little bit of a personal connection.
Yeah.
And you understand your, coworker.
Yeah.
Definitely.
See people face to face. Know how they handle different situations in person.
Right. And we put them through some of those challenges. Some we have, depends on the group, we'll put some through a little more of a physical challenge. And then some will just kind of like, little challenging things that aren't so physical. So
yeah,
we've had a group of ladies, like, what was that, 40 some 70 cafeteria ladies from Morgan County.
Oh, wow.
They did a team building thing here once. And we, we tie them in. They even used the paintball shooting range.
It's,
you know, we just kind of a number of things that looks like could be fun for that group. And always, we have a great time doing it. So it's not like it's a tough task.
Yeah. y'all sound like you have a great job. Well, going back to the petting zoo, what kind of animals do you have there that people can see?
We have goats and we have chickens.
Okay.
We have some pigs. We have rabbits and guinea pigs. Right now we have a bunch of little baby guinea pigs. They're so cute.
Aww.
And
so sweet.
Yeah. We have ponies. And we also have some pony mules, which are really neat looking animal. And we have some turkeys. We recently got a couple more turkeys.
Some sheep.
We have some sheep.
And some pigs. We got a 600-pound pig here, which I think is interesting for people to see.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we have a breeding parrot. Yeah, they're a big parrot. We usually have some younger pigs too.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, like she said, we have chickens. We have bantam chickens. We have turkeys.
Yeah.
Are
people able to feed the animals?
Yeah, we actually have some feed that we offer for people to purchase, and they can feed the animals. We ask them to do the feeding outside the fence, though.
Okay.
So, yeah, but yeah, they can do that. And we do have pony rides, too. So that's something extra you can do while you're here also.
Yeah.
Okay.
The feeding is a very popular thing. The animals are, all of our animals are super friendly. The goats in particular, they get in and we have a lot of little cute goats and stuff like that. And they're very friendly.
Yeah.
Interestingly, we have some chickens that are out and they kind of wander around. So you get kind of a real, little more of a farm experience in this petting zoo.
Okay.
You know? So it's a little unique in that regard. And you might find a rabbit that's loose running around too sometimes. Might occasionally be greeted by a goat that... that we've left out because we use them for grooming too, you know, but and we have actually have three dogs at the park that are usually here, and they're super friendly and amazingly, I didn't think much about the dogs being part of the park, but kids absolutely love them.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, we tie them up when people are eating because the dogs might go up and be their buddy and steal their sandwich. But the children in particular just they really like the dogs.
Yeah. They're probably really good greeters as well, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. The kids, we have bus groups come and the kids greet them basically as they walk up to the park from the bus.
Yeah. That's so fun. Well, what is something that you would recommend someone who's never been to the park and they're coming for the first time? What would you tell them? Okay, you have to do this first.
Well, I mean, a lot of times, most of them come with their mission. They want to do the zip lines, the kids in particular. But we have a good share of them that want to do the petting zoo. They want to see the animals.
Mm-hmm.
If they have younger children, that seems to be the case. They really are interested in seeing animals.
Yeah.
You know, because you get your hands in there with the animals. You know, you can feed the goats and the horses and stuff like that. Maybe not horse. But otherwise, they like the rock wall and the zip lines are like the little bit older kids are just, they love that, you know, and the adults do those too. So,
Actually, one other thing that we have found that the kids really love is we have these little, they're like dirt kick scooters that we just let them use. They're not electric.
Okay.
And we have these dirt mounds.
I build a pump course out there, which we use for RC Basher course / pump course for these scooters and bikes, you know. And that's true. That one of the actually, I didn't think about that. A lot of times we'll have kids get off the bus, the ones that have been here before, or groups, and they run. We only have about 14 of those kick scooters, so they have to share them. And they run for those, grab them, and they're out there on those mounds. I mean, they're up and down and around.
It. Yeah, they love it.
That's true. That's been really hard. Sometimes we have, when we had the electric scooters, we have those, but we haven't pulled them back out yet. I got a little more trail maintenance to do before I pull them back out because of the different skill sets with people who haven't ridden them. We have some pretty high-end electric scooters, and they go pretty fast. And so we kind of hold back on those. But those, when they're out there, are a real, real hit, too.
Yeah, I can imagine. That would be really fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we always ask our Facebook followers like what questions they want asked. And I thought this one was the perfect one because I know that y'all do a lot of seasonal events. So tell us about some of the seasonal events you do throughout the year.
Yeah. So one of the big events that we do is we do haunted hay rides.
Oh, fine.
Yes. And they are so much fun. And we have a really cool trail through the forest. Mm-hmm. And we have a zombie area for people. And, and we have all kinds of different scenes. We have our actors that act out different scenes for the hayride and things like that. It's really a really great experience. It's a family friendly kind of haunted hayride because we want families to come and enjoy it too. So it's really awesome. And we're planning on starting them a little earlier this year. We're going to start at the end of September, hopefully.
Okay.
And have those going all through October too, and on the weekends.
Yeah, so. And that's one that's interesting. Our zombie zone has like bonfires that we drive through, and the zombies come up from the bonfires. We have a sailboat and a pirate situation. And some pretty neat little scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah. Fun.
We do a number of other things as well. And
yeah,
I'm like, I can tell you that.
Yeah, sure. We'll have like the campfires going, and we'll play like a scary movie on the outdoor movie screen. Okay. We have s'mores and that kind of stuff too. When you're hanging out, you can climb the rock wall or try a zip line while you're hanging out, or shoot some paintballs, that kind of stuff. So,
And then she follows that with the Forest of Lights.
Yes. Yeah. At Christmas, we have a section that we decorate to, and we'll have probably some nights where you can walk through and look at the night lights, and then we do hay rides some through there too. So yeah,
it's much fun.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
And we're changing it up this year too. So if they came last year, it's going to be different. So it'll be a neat experience. We usually we're going to tie it in with the petting zoo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And some things like that. So it'll be a neat experience.
So fun.
And earlier in the year, you know, a lot of times we have field trips, so we don't have as much in the spring.
Right. Spring is our field trip time.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, that sounds like a ton of fun. I'm going to have to put that on my list to come for a haunted hayride, since you said it's family friendly, because I'm a little bit of a weenie when it comes to being scared.
Yeah.
I don't like to be too scared.
Yeah. I can't guarantee there aren't a couple of spots that get a little spooky. But
I'll keep that in mind. I'll pump myself up for that.
Just stay on the wagon. You'll probably be okay.
Okay, definitely. I definitely will stay on the wagon. Trust me. Especially if there's zombies running around. I'm on the wagon.
Well, you know, the interesting thing are zombies. We do a little trade off with the Marines, and the Marine police will come out, and for a couple of those nights, they'll be out there. And when they've come before, they come. You know, you got 20 some people or 30 people running around zombies.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty neat experience. So yeah, that's when I tell them, stay in the trailer, stay on the wagon.
That's funny. Yep. Good advice. Well, this has been so much fun to talk to y'all. I appreciate y'all being my guests today.
Yeah. It's been good to be with you. Yeah.
Well, before we go, tell our listeners where they can find you on social media and your website.
Our website is gofarusapark.com, and we are on Facebook, and we're on Instagram as well. So check us out.
So we can stay tuned for all the events coming up, right?
Yep.
And try to keep it up to date as much as we can on hours and all that stuff, because we do shift our hours and change things different types of the parts of the year.
Okay.
And we usually have something up there saying upcoming events, like we'll you know, on the website, we'll even say it. But then Facebook is the way to get the latest and greatest, you might say.
Okay.
But I have a match that dumps to the website too a lot of times. So you'll see something.
All right. Well, thanks again. This has been fun.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.